The first reading is a reading from the second book of Kings. Sennacherib, king of Assyria, sent envoys to Hezekiah with this message. Thus shall you say to Hezekiah, king of Judah, do not let your God on whom you rely deceive you by saying that Jerusalem will not be handed over to the king of Assyria. You have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all other countries. They doomed them. Will you then be saved? Hezekiah took the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. Then he went up to the temple of the Lord, and spreading it out before him, he prayed in the Lord's presence. O Lord, God of Israel, enthroned upon the cherubim, you alone are God over all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made the heavens and the earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and listen. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Hear the words of Sennacherib, which he sent to taunt the living God. Truly, O Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands and cast their gods into the fire. They destroyed them because they were not gods, but the works of human hands. They were just wood and stone. Therefore, O Lord, our God, save us from the power of this man, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone, O Lord, are God. Then Isaiah, son of Amos, sent this message to Hezekiah. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, in answer to your prayers for the help against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have listened. This is the word the Lord has spoken concerning him. She despises you, laughs you to scorn, the virgin daughter Zion. Behind she wags her head, daughter Jerusalem. For out of Jerusalem shall come a remnant, and from Mount Zion survivors. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not reach this city, nor shoot an arrow at it, nor come before it with a shield, nor cast up siege works against it. He shall return by the same way he came, without entering the city, says the Lord. I will shield and save this city for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David. That night, the angel of the Lord went forth and struck down 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. So Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, broke camp and went home to Nineveh. The word of the Lord. God upholds his city forever. God upholds his city forever. Great is the Lord and holy to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain, fairest of heights, is the joy of all the earth. God upholds his city forever. Mount Zion, the recesses of the north, and the city of the great king. God is with her castles. Renowned is he as a stronghold. God upholds his city forever. O God, we ponder your mercy within your temple. As your name, O God, so also your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Of justice your right hand is full. God upholds his city forever. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others what you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is broad that leads to destruction. And those who enter through it are many. But how narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, when I, you know, when I used to teach at Cathedral Prep, I taught scripture most years. And so this was the first passage I used to make the kids memorize things. And that was what they had to reproduce on tests. They had to memorize, because that way, still to this day, people come up to me and say, "Father, I still remember that scripture."
Good.
And so this was the very first thing. Now, you would think that I would sit there and have memorized John 3:16 or John 3:17 or one of those. Nope. I'd always make them memorize this John chapter 7:13, huh? And the reason I did that is to make sure they would always realize they got to be on the narrow road. And it's just very clear. I mean, the old translation is a little bit more explicit, but it still says the same thing. Enter through the narrow gate, the gate that is wide and broad that leads to damnation. And those who enter it are many. But how narrow is the gate that leads to life, and how few there are who find it. So according to this passage, do most people go to heaven or hell? Hell. Isn't that the exact opposite of what most people think? Most people go to heaven, except for like Hitler and that. That's not what Jesus says. And then you get people that take this out of context, and they say this holiness or this road that leads to life is very narrow. That means you have to act holy, holy, holy. Hey, we've put it in the context. Remember what we've been listening to. Go back and read Matthew chapter 5 and chapter 6 and now chapter 7. What does this say? How does Jesus talk about this perfection? Love your enemies. Offer no resistance to evil. Someone hits you in the right cheek, give them your left. Yesterday, judge no one. Do not judge. The measure with which you measure, we measured back to you. You hear this? This is the narrow road, and how few there are who find it. So the holiness that God calls us to, the perfection God calls us to, the narrow road that God calls us to, is that we become people of great love, great mercy, who don't judge people, who love our enemies. Now, when you look at it that way, how few there are who find us. So what road are you on? You make that decision. Again, choose well. May it be known as love today and forever. Amen.